Terrorists are plotting to assassinate a presidential candidate. My teenage daughter is missing. And people that I work with may be involved in both. I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer. Today is going to be the longest day of my life. The following takes place between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. on the day of the California presidential primary.
Senator, I want you to stay with the team until I secure the area.
Fine. Let's get him out.
All right, we're on the move.
Senator, we're clear. Let's go.
Roger, right. Take our 20s down.
Frank Symes?
This is Bauer?
Yes, sir.
You gotta help me out here.
Look,
I understand you're obliged to follow procedure here, but please, hear me out. I did this intentionally.
That I believe.
I didn't mean it like that.
You called me at 6:30 this morning in order to get clearance to bring a weapon into the breakfast.
Exactly. If I wanted to shoot someone, I would have used my own gun. I didn't need his.
What happened?
I spotted him, walked over, identified myself. When I told him I had to take him in, he went for my gun.
I wasn't going for his gun. I had to create a scene to get Palmer out of the room.
If you wanted to get him out of the room, why didn't you just tell us there was a problem?
I can't tell you. I'm working under a restricted mandate.
Oh, cut the crap, Bauer. Your own people called you in as a suspect.
What?
Tony Almeida from your office called one of my men and told us you presented a threat.
Almeida doesn't have the same information that I've got. Look, you guys are running out of time. You had a shooter disguised as a photographer in here. He's escaped. He's still at large. Palmer's life is still in danger. Frank, don't go. I've got to get out of here. Come on!
Get me Palmer's security and work up a list of the photographers we checked in this morning. Yeah, I'll wait.
You sold classified information. People are dead because of you. The only chance you got of helping yourself is by talking to us now.
Jamie, the guy you work for, what's his name?
You call him Gaines. I don't know if that's his real name.
Do you have any idea where he might be holding Terry and Kim?
Jamie, stay with us here.
I needed the money. That's all. I didn't think anyone would die.
Yeah, well, they did. You better get it together fast if you want to help yourself here. Is Gaines the one watching us through our surveillance? And you set that up. Okay, I can't do anything from in here. I have to get back on the phone.
Yeah, well, we can't cut their video feed off because this Gaines guy's going to get suspicious when he sees you walking around.
I know what to say to him.
Jonathan, get a shot off. He hasn't checked in, you idiot. Find him, tell him to get over here. I need to know what happened. What the hell is going on?
Gaines.
It's Jamie.
Why are you using a phone?
It's okay, we're clear. I had to remove our tab on the surveillance.
What the hell is happening?
You know that new engineer they brought in, Milo Pressman? He was getting close to discovering my entry point to the surveillance system.
You said you could take care of this for me, Jamie!
And I did. I removed the tap. You don't need it anymore. I'm just trying to protect you.
You want to protect me? Get me Bauer!
They're taking him to Division.
Division? Division, I gotta get him back.
And you will.
When? I need him now, and if that's not gonna happen, I will move on.
Look, don't do anything until I call over there and find out what's happening.
All right, get back to me.
He's not waiting around much longer.
I'm going to work up the name Gaines.
Where have you been?
I had to go out for a while.
Hey, have you seen this? There was some kind of incident this morning with Palmer.
Yeah, we know. We're working on it. What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm waiting for the key card from Tony.
Forget about that. From this moment on, you're taking over all of Jamie's projects.
Why?
It doesn't matter. She's no longer on the team.
Oh, okay, fine. But I'm going to take over her entire department. I want a bump in pay.
Just do it, Milo. You'll be taken care of.
I've been told I have to stay in this area. It appears that someone may have had a gun. Right now, Senator David Palmer and...
That's all we have.
All right, Mike. Call me in a minute you find out.
I will.
What did he say?
Just that they have someone in custody they don't know.
I don't know why you just didn't listen to Secret Service the first time they told you to just get it.
Don't overreact. Remember Annapolis?
Yeah.
When they pulled me out of the auditorium? It turned out to be nothing.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean this is nothing. Oh, David, I really don't think we should be taking chances today.
I've been tracking this assassin since midnight. 15 minutes ago, he was here. I know what he looks like. I can help you bring him down, but you've got to let me get in touch with my people.
Sit down, Bauer.
Back off.
Yeah. Come on, wait. Alan,
it's okay. I got
him. You're not helping yourself here, Jack.
I need to get back in this case.
That's not going to happen. I have no choice but to turn you over to the FBI.
Can I speak to you off the record?
No. We can talk on the record. I know you're a good agent, Bauer. You want to tell me what's really going on here?
If you ever repeat what I'm about to tell you, I will deny it. You'll understand as soon as I explain. My wife and daughter are being held hostage. If I do not get myself out of this situation, they will be killed.
Who's holding them?
The same people that want Palmer dead. They used me to smuggle a weapon through security and put it in the hands of the assassin.
Did you?
Yes.
I'm not sure you want me to believe that, Jack.
I had to. They were going to kill my family. But I got Palmer out of the room. I saved his life. Look, Frank, I know this sounds crazy, but you've got to believe me. Phone my house. Send a cruiser over to my house. My family is gone. They have been taken. You have to let me go. If I can get back out there, I can be the main conduit to these people, and I can bring them down.
Even if I wanted to, I don't have the authority to release you. I'm going to turn you over to district for a debrief. You tell them what you told me, maybe they can help you out of your situation.
They won't.
Alan, you and Mitchell take them down. Sorry, Jack.
He'll be if Palmer dies.
I'll take it.
Go ahead.
I'll keep moving.
Palmer, Palmer. All right. Go ahead.
Do not fire! We don't need an extension!
Passenger door!
Door. Don't you!
Open the door! Don't panic! I don't want to hurt you!
Don't!
Drive the car!
One phone call, and then I'll let you go.
Put the car in park.
Now get out of the car. Please get out of the car. Get out of the car. Come on.
Okay.
Get under the scaffolding.
Responsible for the death of people you work with?
I told you I didn't know any of that was going to happen.
Oh, that's right. You just tap it on your keyboard, right? So how much they're paying you, huh? $1 million? $2 million?
$300,000.
You know, I could use $300,000. And be around here, could use some extra cash.
I had a husband who left me and my son with nothing. I had to do something.
And this is what you did?
Yeah, that's right. I work twice as hard as anyone here, and I make half as much. Do you think that's fair?
You didn't have to take the job.
You don't know what kind of pressure I'm under.
Oye, eres una vergüenza, eh?
Got Milo working on the name Gaines. What else has she given you?
Excuses?
Well, then we gotta keep Gaines calm. Call him and tell him that Jack's on his way back to CTU from division. Keep him on the phone as long as you...
I'm not saying anything until I get immunity. In writing, signed by Chappelle.
Hello?
Jack.
Thank God you're all right. They wanted me to kill you. That's why I put the flak jacket on, but I couldn't think of anything else in time.
Why did they want you to kill me?
Because you started piecing everything together. Nina, I am so sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm fine. What's happening with Terry and Kim?
They're being held hostage. They said that they would kill them if I didn't help them take out Palmer.
Where are you now?
Secret Service had me in custody, but I just got away. Where are you?
Back at CTU.
They've tapped into our surveillance. You've got to get out of sight.
Oh, don't worry about it. We took care of it. We found their inside person. It's Jamie.
No. That's not possible. No, Walsh cleared her.
Well, we've got her right here. She's already confessed.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She had access to everything.
Did she say anything about Terry or Kim?
She doesn't know their location. She just knows there was someone named Gaines.
What else?
She's not cooperating.
What do you mean she's not cooperating?
She wants a letter of immunity signed by Chappelle before she says anything else.
Is she there?
Yeah.
Put her on the phone.
Talk to him.
I'm not going to talk to him.
Jamie?
She's listening.
Jamie?
Yeah?
Look, I know that Nina and Tony don't understand what you're going through right now, but you know me. I don't care about protocol, and I am true to my word. If you help me bring down Gaines, and you help me get my wife and daughter back safely, I promise you, I will get you out of this.
You don't have the power to do that.
Of course I do. Right now, only four of us know about this. I can take care of Nina and Tony. I can get this done. Jamie, please.
No. You'll say anything. I want the immunity first.
What do you want me to do, Jack?
She has a son named Kyle. Bring him in.
You wait a minute, Jack. You can't do that. You gotta be careful.
I also need a car. Put a CTU comm unit in it, a box of 9mm ammunition, a locksmith kit, the whole package.
And then?
I'm gonna try and get myself out of this situation. I'm gonna go find Terry and Kim.
Where do you want the car?
Corner of Temple and Mercer.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Who are you? What's going on?
A few hours ago, someone kidnapped my wife and daughter.
Well, I don't get it then. Why are you running from the police?
What's your name? Lauren? I'm Jack. I work for a special branch of the government. Last night, I was given a very important assignment. Right now, someone is trying to stop me from doing it. You don't believe me, do you? If I were you, I wouldn't believe me either.
What I want to know is, why do you have me here? You got a car. You got a place to hide.
I can't afford to be taken back into custody. If they get close enough, I have to be able to make them believe that I'm willing to do something really crazy.
Like shoot me?
I'm not gonna shoot you.
You know something? I think I believe you.
What are you doing?
You're not the only one who has problems, Jack. You know, I just came off of a hellacious night shift. I'm due in court in 45 minutes on a DUI charge of which I'm guilty. So, you know, good luck with your crisis, okay?
Lauren, I have killed two people since midnight. I have not slept for over 24 hours. So maybe you should be a little more afraid of me than you are right now. Sit.
Are you okay?
Oh, everything's all right. No need to worry.
We heard that there was someone with a gun.
It's not clear what happened. And I'm afraid I'm intact and as grouchy as ever. So let's all get back to work.
Where's Keith? He left about a half hour ago.
Did he say where?
No. Look, I'm a little worried about him.
Why?
Well, he wasn't being himself. He sort of stormed out of here like he was angry.
You know, I'm sure he'll be all right, Anna. Thanks.
Okay.
Should we send someone after him?
No. No, he's okay. He just needs some time alone. I'll call Secret Service.
David, I know how you feel about telling our side of the story first, but right now there is no time for that. Maureen is going to go on air at 9 o'clock. That's 40 minutes from right now. Isn't there anything we can do to stop her?
She won't budge. And why would she? Candidate's son faces murder charges. Cover-up suspected. It's a huge story.
Yeah, I cannot believe that you are just going to accept this without putting up a fight.
There's nothing to fight. In fact, it doesn't matter who breaks the story, me or Maureen. We're just going to have to deal with it and get past it.
I've seen you do the impossible for your career. I'm just asking you now to do it for your son.
No. You're asking me to rewrite history. And if you wanted my help, you would have asked me for it 7 years ago.
Oh, for crying out loud, David.
I need today's schedule in my office.
Yes, sir, right away. Today's schedule, we have...
Almeida.
Tony, it's Jack. Where's Nina?
She's on the floor working up some information we got from Jamie.
Is Cal there yet?
No, not yet.
What about the car?
Nina sent it. Should be there in 10 minutes.
Good. Anything else from Jamie?
Nothing useful now.
Hey, Tony. Secret Service told me that you were the one who called, told him to take me out of play.
Yeah. I felt I had to, Jack.
Yeah, well, given the information you had, I think you made the right choice.
I didn't realize what you were going through earlier tonight. And I'm sure the last thing you needed was me giving you attitude.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Look, I wish I knew earlier who I could trust. I'm just really glad you were there when Nina came back to CTU.
Yeah.
I'll call you as soon as I get to the car.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Bye. Hey, Lauren, come here to the window. See that tool down there? Looks like a hedge trimmer.
Like the bolt cutters?
Yes, the bolt cutters. Could you get them for me, please? Hey, hey. I'll be watching you. Do it with a burst. Give it everything you got.
I know how to use bolt cutters.
Good.
It was Frank Symes from the Secret Service. What are you doing?
Pouring myself a drink, Mike.
It's not even 9 in the morning.
What did Symes say?
The CTU agent who created the disturbance at the power plant was named Jack Bauer. He tried to take the gun off one of the Secret Service agents, but claimed the gesture was misinterpreted.
Maybe it was.
Yeah, well, as Bauer was being taken into custody, he escaped.
How the hell did he do that?
I don't know, but they haven't found him yet. He's still out there.
Jack Bauer.
You know?
I've heard the name.
Get up.
What are you doing?
Don't worry. I'm not gonna hurt her. Get up and go in the other room.
Did she even think about touching her?
Move!
No! No! Don't touch her!
You stay out of this or I will hurt her. Come on.
No! Get away! No! Get away!
Shut up!
Hey. I won't fight you. Be all right, honey. Come on.
All right.
Maureen Kingsley.
Thanks. Maureen, hi. Thanks for getting back to me.
Look, I'm about to go on the air, Sherry. What's up?
Don't go with the story.
Excuse me?
The story about Keith. Just leave it alone for right now.
Listen, hold on, please. Can you give me 1 minute?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
JC, you can check her out now.
Uh-huh, that's fine.
The story about Keith is exclusive and it's documented. I'm not making false allegations about your son.
There was an assassination attempt this morning on my husband, but it's being covered up.
Go on.
The man they arrested works for the government.
And he may not have been acting alone. Are you telling me that there's a conspiracy inside the government to kill your husband?
Well, I am telling you that something's going on that hasn't been reported. And if you give me a couple of hours, I'll milk some of my sources.
Okay, look, I won't kill the story about Keith.
I'm not asking you to. Just hold off on it for a couple of days.
Mom.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, this is all my fault.
No, no. It's okay, honey. It's okay. Shh, shh, shh.
If I wouldn't have snuck out, none of this would have ever happened.
Kimberly, listen to me. We are going to get through this. We're going to be a family again. You and me and Dad are going to have our lives back. This is not going to be a part of that life. Understand what I'm saying?
You're not going to tell Dad?
Tia Myers.
Nina, listen, it's Terry.
Terry, where are you? Hello? Hello, Terry? Hello, Terry?
The number's blocked.
Stand in that corner.
No, I don't want to go on with the governor.
Okay.
Put him on first. If he's got a problem, have him talk to Mike.
But it looked like he's introducing you.
Well, good. I want it to look that way.
Okay.
Dave, I'll talk to you later. Where'd you go?
Oh, I just went out. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah. You didn't tell the press about me.
It's gonna come out soon anyway. Look, I talked to my lawyer, and he's got his best people working on it.
His best people, right?
But Keith, don't be this way. You're gonna be cleared. Then you're gonna get on with your life without it hanging over you.
Sure.
You ready to go? Maureen Kings is gonna break the story on Keith in about 10 minutes. Have we prepared something?
No longer necessary.
What do you mean?
I just got off the phone with Kingsley. She's gonna sit on the story for now.
Why would she do that?
I don't know. She didn't say. Maybe you got through to her.
No, I didn't. It's something else.
Ready?
Maureen Kingsley decided to hold off on the story for some reason.
Thank God, David.
You have any idea why she'd do that?
No. Maybe her sources weren't as solid as she said they were. What? Aren't you relieved?
I want to talk to her.
After she gets off the air, well, call her.
Don't you think that it's smarter just to let things be?
No, I think it's smarter to know everybody's motives.
Come on, let's go.
Where do you work?
Cable's Coffee Shop on Ventura, home of the $3.99 all day breakfast.
You married?
Well, used to be. But my sister moved in with us after she got in a really bad car accident. She couldn't take care of herself. And my husband, Henry, told me I had to choose.
You chose the sister?
Yep.
Is this your first DUI?
First in a couple years.
You got a problem?
What, a drinking problem? I wish it were that simple. At least then I'd have a support group. Nope, what I'm afraid I have is bad luck.
Sorry I had to get you involved in all this.
Just let me go.
As soon as I get my car. I used to be in the military. Used to do field work for the CIA. I've been to some horrible places. I've seen some pretty terrible things. I don't think I've ever been this scared in my whole life.
Until I get counsel.
I think you will.
Why do you think that?
Because we're bringing Kyle here.
What? I'll kill you if you touch my son.
I'm not gonna lay a finger on him. But if you don't give us something to help us find Gaines, we don't have a choice but to bring him in here.
No, you won't. No.
We will, Jamie.
Imagine the effect it'll have on him, seeing his mother in restraints, arrested for being a traitor.
No, this is not fair.
That's a picture he's gonna carry with him the rest of his life.
Nina, please. Don't do this, Kyle. Can't see me like this.
Please, Nina. He doesn't have to. You just have to start talking to us.
The bottom line is, Jamie, the best thing you can do for your son is to help us get Gaines now.
Why?
Once we have you in custody, Gaines is gonna do anything he can to keep you from testifying. And if he can't get to you directly, where's he going next? Your son, right?
Kyle. I'm just confused. I need time to think.
Take a couple.
Lauren,
picture over here. I need your help, please. I've got to get to a car. But if I step outside of this trailer, they're going to take me back into custody.
And you want me to pick it up?
Yes. And bring it back here. I need you to park it around the side.
Well, why didn't you have your friend just drop it off here in the first place?
It's complicated. The person who was dropping off the car is just following orders. He couldn't know it was for me.
Ah, do you realize how insane this sounds?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's just say for the sake of argument, I believe half of it. Just tell me one thing. Is your wife and daughter really in trouble?
Yes, they are.
All right. Where's the car?
It's just over there on the corner of Temple and Mercer. It's a silver sedan. Government place. The keys will be in it.
I tried Gaines under as many spellings as I could think of, and I came up with a pretty long list of those with records and those just with criminal associations.
Okay, so cross-check it with everything else we've gotten tonight. Plane crash, Alan York, Pennikoff.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
She's had enough time to think about it.
Yeah. Jamie's son Kyle's gonna be brought in. Call me an ITS when he gets here.
Wait, what kind of trouble is she in?
No trouble.
Come on, don't treat me like I'm stupid. Like, you tell me to take over her stuff. Then you and Tony are gone somewhere for the last hour. Now you're bringing her son in? She's in trouble. I just want to know
what's going on. Look, Milo, you're not an internal affairs agent. Keep quiet. Call us when Kyle gets here, okay? He's gonna figure it out.
It's not gonna be a secret much longer anyway. But you're right. We need to bring Milo in, because whatever Jimmy gives us, he'll be the one to work it up.
I hope it's something substantial.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Get her out of
the room. Hey, Nina, come on.
Yes.
Come on,
we
now.
Need medical help. Yes, we're in ITS. Hurry.
Grab her legs.
Watch your head. What have you done? What?
It's Milo. Jamie's son just arrived. You want me to bring him in?
No! Okay, keep him out of here.
Jamie.